Thank you. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. With Paul and Silas, we came to Philippi in Macedonia, a Roman colony. And as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will not be saved. You will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds, and then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm antiphonally, that means in alternating voices, by the whole verse. So those sitting on the right of the aisle, that's the same side as me, will read the odd-numbered verses, and those to the left, the same side as the choir, will read the even-numbered verses. And please note that verse 7, the second line, should all be in bold type as well. So this side will read the whole of verse 7. "You reign, O God, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about you. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. The fire goes before you and burns up your enemies on every side. Your lightnings light up the world. The earth sees it and is afraid. The mountains melt like wax at your presence, O God, at your presence, O God of the whole earth. The heavens declare your righteousness, and all the peoples see your glory. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Let all gods bow down before you. Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O God. For you, O God, most high over all the earth, you are exalted far above all gods. You love those who hate evil. You preserve the lives of your saints and deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Light has sprung up for the righteous and joyful gladness for those who are true-hearted. Rejoice in God, you righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name."
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus prayed for his disciples, and then he said, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
You may be seated. If there are any younger people, children, teenagers, the young at heart who want to come sit up front, this is a smaller crowd up front than we normally have, but I'm super happy that you guys are here. I'll be asking some questions, but I don't want to put all the pressure on you. So we'll also say if anybody else wants to shout out an answer, that's okay as well, or raise your hand. Do you remember, it was a couple of months ago now, there was a word that we put away during the season of Lent. Yes, do you remember what it was? Hallelujah, you got it the first time out. Excellent, excellent. So for the weeks that we were in Lent, we did not use the word hallelujah. And what was the turning point? What day came when all of a sudden we were using it again? Do you know? What? During Lent, we didn't use it. And then at the end of Lent, something happened. It was something where we used the word alleluia because there was a really good thing. That's one of our big feast days in the church. Easter! Easter! Yes, that's right. It was Easter. And when Easter happened, then we bring all the alleluias back. And I know some of you probably think I just forgot, but I didn't. I have the envelope that said, shh, the alleluias are sleeping. Now, we've been really good. We've kept them tucked away somewhere very quiet, but I think we need to get a little bit loud to wake them back up, don't you? So what does alleluia mean? Does anybody remember? We talked about it, but it's been a long time. Does anybody remember? Is it a word you say when you're sad or upset? Not usually. What kind of thing might happen that you would say alleluia to? Yeah. Jesus? Yes, if you saw Jesus or if you think about Jesus, that might make you say alleluia because Jesus at Easter came back to new life. And that is one of, so anything that's like really big and exciting, where you might say, yippee, or hurrah, instead you can say alleluia, because that's what we say in churchy language. And it means praise. It's a word that means praise to God. So I'm going to ask all of you to be looking, if you have, I think at the end of the pews, there are little sticky notes. And what I'm hoping you'll think about are things like really, really good things. We all have things that we're happy for, and we're just kind of, you know, we're kind of glad that, like, we find a parking space or, you know, just something like that. Doesn't usually make us shout for joy. But alleluia is the kind of thing that that makes you want to shout for joy. That's when you use an alleluia. So I am hoping that you all will think of something that makes you that happy, that makes you shout for joy. We're not going to do it during the prayers of the people. You're going to have the whole rest of the service to be thinking about things. Write them on your little sticky note. And at the end of the service, when we're filing out through the narthex and going on to coffee hour, there's a big sheet of paper back there. And we'd like you to put your sticky notes on the sheet of paper. And then the alleluias that we wake up and the sticky notes are going to decorate the narthex for a while. So that's the plan. But first, we got to wake these guys up because they've been in a really sound sleep. So when I say, how about if we do it this way? How about, would you mind standing up here with me? Does anyone else want to stand up here with me to start things off? We're going to say Alleluia, and they're going to shout praise the Lord, okay? We're going to do it at least three times until you guys are really loud and wake these guys up. Okay, do you want to hold this? And you can decide when they're awake. Okay. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord.
Are they awake yet? Alleluia.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, ready? Alleluia.
Praise the Lord.
I think they started to wake up. Do you think so? Should we bring them out? Okay. Oh, they are awake. Look, they're awake. They say Alleluia. Okay, can you hold on to these for the rest of the service? Okay, and then we're going to put those out back as people are leaving. We're going to have the Alleluias and all the little sticky notes with something that makes you so happy, so grateful that you want to jump up and down and say Alleluia, right? Okay, thank you so much for your help. And one of the things in our story today that made people want to say Alleluia was that they learned as time went on, even though Jesus wasn't with them all the time in person, that there was a way that Jesus could be with them anyway, and that Jesus would never leave us. Next Sunday, we'll be learning, we'll have the Feast of Pentecost, and we'll be learning more about the Holy Spirit. But one of the things that we discover as we go through these stories about what happens after Jesus is raised is that people begin to find ways to live like Jesus. So the story today where we heard people who were in prison even, and they didn't give up hope, they sang and they prayed, and most of all, they took the liberation, the freedom that they had received from Jesus, and they offered it to other people. They made sure that the person who had jailed them, imprisoned them, nevertheless was not left behind and was brought into that freedom of God that they had learned. So for that, we all say, Alleluia, Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace and with courage, let us pray to the Lord.
God of relationship, you come to us as three in one and one in three, reaching each of us where we are. Empower the leaders of our church to counteract cultural norms of fear, abuse, and disdain for those who are different, instead rejoicing in the gift of our diversity. Let this Pride Month be a time to expand our hospitality, to speak out against injustice and discriminatory legislation, and to become bold change makers. We commit ourselves to the work ahead, looking to your example through Christ. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Ruth and Naomi, you bring us out of our homelands into new and unknown realities. You are determined to accompany us, never leaving us alone. As people around the world cross borders and boundaries to be with those they love, remind us that we are all part of the household of God. We pray especially for those who are separated from their loved ones by distance, hostile borders, prison walls, or estrangement, that they may be safely and joyfully reunited in this lifetime or in your kingdom. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Joseph, you dress us in coats of many colors. Remind us of the beauty of our uniqueness and the belovedness of our bodies and of all creation. Give us new eyes to see each other and ourselves as you see us, holy and whole. We pray especially for those who are discerning and discovering who they are and who they are becoming. Let your love, that your love would guide their way. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Rahab and of Esther, you have called us to act in times of crisis and civil unrest. Embolden us, even when we are afraid, even when we do not have confidence in our own power, to move courageously towards the world we know is possible. We thank you for the leaders, activists, prophets, teachers, mentors, artists, and architects of liberation, those who have seen the fruits of their labor, and those who need us to continue their work. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of the unnamed, you know and love each of your children, whether their names and struggles are known to us. We long to care for those who suffer in silence, unwilling or unable to seek help. Inspire us to reach beyond ourselves, to invite all our neighbors into the family of God. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, you draw us out of death into life. Free us from the bondage of fear, that we might fully live as your beloved children. We pray especially for those we love who have died, whose absence is keenly felt, and for those who have given their lives for the liberation of all people. We pray for the repose of the soul of Deacon Richard von Grabo and for his family and friends who mourn. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. We have a lot in our yellow sheet and even more online. So some of these are just a little introductory note, and they give you a place to go get more information. We had a vestry news and review that just came out. You can read all about that online, or if you get our email on Fridays, there are links in there for many of these things as well. We have a lot happening as we move into the season after Pentecost. So this week, because we're also starting off Pride Month here in Davis, there are several events that we're trying to promote or be involved in some way, especially next Saturday when we will have a booth at Davis Pride, which I don't think we've ever done before, at least not since I've been here. So that's exciting. And I encourage people to go out and see that. Although also on Saturday the 7th, there is an event that is part of this work that we're doing that I would say grew out of Sacred Ground. Carol Hom is a big part of it. Ernie Lewis is a part of it. This is both in person and online, right? They can just go online if they don't want to get to Sacramento, but there is an in-person part in Sacramento. And we're hoping that someday it will actually lead to a larger field trip of sorts. But it is about learning more about the Japanese internment camp that was right here in our diocese. So that's happening on June 7th as well, which is Saturday. On Sunday, coming up, on Pentecost Sunday, we are still open to having a few more readers who can do the different world languages. So if you'd like to participate in that, it's just one line, but we need to get you in the program and also tell you about the short rehearsals that we're having for those. And also on Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, we are honoring our graduates. So if you haven't sent in the name of yourself or someone in your family who's graduating, it can be anywhere from kindergarten on up. We want to be able to celebrate your accomplishment. Okay, there's a lot else in here. I think most of it I will let you read yourself. I did want to say that there's a typo. Well, really, it's like a mistake. It's my mistake. Potawatomi is a word that I learned through hearing it, and I keep spelling it wrong. And then that one time that I spelled it wrong, it keeps getting repeated. So if you are interested in the book, The Serviceberry, which is her Robin Wall Kimmerer's follow-up to Braiding Sweetgrass, which so many of us read and loved, we are going to be talking about that in a small group later this summer. We do have some copies of the book available if you want to just get in touch with the office, and I highly recommend it. I've listened to it as an audiobook because the author reads it herself, and I love listening to her voice. But now that I've seen the hardcover copies of it, it also has these beautiful illustrations. So you can decide how you want to be part of that, and there will be more information coming along soon. But just take this home, because there really is a lot more than that going on. I see two of our ushers in the back. If you are new here, if this is your first time coming, if you're a guest, whether or not you're going to be coming back, you just never know. If you raise your hand, we will hand out, our ushers have these goodie bags. The goodie bags have chocolate in them, so there's always a good reason to raise your hand. We do not keep track of who's already received one, so please just go ahead, and if you would like a goodie bag, please let us know. We have some celebrations. Do we just have one? I keep forgetting. We have two. We have Mike Hannon's birthday, which I think might be today or this weekend for sure, and then Debbie's daughter just had a birthday. Are there other celebrations and milestones that I see a bunch? Lib?
I have another granddaughter's birthday tomorrow.
Another granddaughter birthday. Grace? Your birthday is coming up? Do you know? Oh, okay. Well, you get, that's good. I'm so glad you get a birthday prayer. Who else? Yes. 46th wedding anniversary. Aw, congratulations. Yes. It's your dad's birthday tomorrow. And didn't you just graduate from college? Yay, go Bears. All right. Anybody over here? Did I miss anybody? Oh my goodness. Wow, we have a lot of birthdays over there. You know, some college graduates from an excellent institution that I happen to support, and some other wonderful things going on, a birthday coming up. So let us turn to page 5 and say our celebrations and milestones prayer together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We will have our communion at the communion rail. There are ushers up front who will kind of hold you back a little bit just to make sure that the communion rail has been cleared so that you can start by filling in the back. It's the same, each side is different, but the same as we've been doing it for some time, where on this side, the bread will be dipped, or there's an intinction into the wine, and then you're handed that. On this side, the bread and the chalice are given to you separately, so you get to choose which side. The bread is gluten-free and vegan, and everyone is welcome to participate at the communion table. You can also come forward and cross your arms, indicating you would just like to receive a blessing instead. And if it's hard for you to come up to the rail, just let an usher know, and we will bring communion to you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Here we go.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. First in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria. Ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore,
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as we send out our Eucharistic visitors.
Diane and Joe, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread,
one cup.
Amen. Our prayers go with you.
And now let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal love.
Amen.
Oh,
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.